This energetic little summer migrant has recently arrived in the Bay Area. If you are patient, you may catch a glimpse of bright yellow as it flits among the underbrush or thicket, foraging for insects on the underside of leaves or along twigs. Occasionally, you may catch them snatching a bee or other flying insect mid-air. Just the other day, we spotted a number right here at our sanctuary. This week, we're taking a closer look at the enjoyable Wilson's Warbler. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. Wilson's warblers are small, bright yellow birds with bright yellow belly and olive yellow backside. The males have very distinctive black caps on top of their heads, but older females may have smaller, less full black caps as well, so it can be tricky to differentiate males from females. Both the males and females have large black eyes that are striking against their bright yellow faces. Although they tend to be somewhat elusive, you may be able to locate a Wilson's warbler by listening for the bursts of vibrant song it issues while foraging for insects or berries. So what are the Wilson's warblers doing here this time of year? Well, same as a lot of the other birds around here, they're here to breed. In fact, they're breeding all over North America, as far north as Alaska, eastward to Newfoundland, and south to Southern California. In addition to a broad breeding territory, these energetic warblers enjoy a wide variety of habitats, including riparian or river and stream habitats, moist woodland thickets, bogs, even coastal and desert scrub. In many areas, they build their nests right on the ground, but here they prefer to nest in low shrubs. So where do Wilson's warblers head after summer? To the tropics, of course. Wilson's warblers are neotropical migrants, meaning they winter in the mountains of Mexico and Central America, although a few may remain in the far southern reaches of the U.S., and they are the only migrating warbler that is regularly found in tropical high plains. While it is relatively common, it is experiencing widespread population declines, and because their combined breeding, migration, and wintering ranges cover almost the entire North American continent, and it uses such a remarkable variety of habitats in all these areas, it is now considered a priority species in the conservation of neotropical migrants. So why are their populations declining? Of course, no one is completely certain, but there may be a few possible causes. Parasitic cowbirds, birds that lay their eggs in other birds' nests so that the invading young are hatched, raised, and generally outcompete the young that were supposed to be there, tend to use Wilson warbler nests, but not in very high numbers. Pesticide use decreases food availability and may impact warbler health, and in areas with increased human development, there tends to be an increase in predation, but again, it is unclear how much of an impact these threats are having. Many look to clear-cutting and disturbance in the tropics, but the warblers seem to frequent these areas without much issue. The most likely threat to Wilson's warbler populations? Habitat loss and degradation in their breeding territories, specifically the loss of important riparian habitat, those vegetated river and stream areas. Protect and restore these areas, and we may be able to keep the Wilson's warbler common. If you want to try and catch a glimpse of this fun and colorful warbler, come on down to the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, or head out to Golden Gate Recreational Area Open Spaces and use both your eyes and ears to try and track it. If you aren't sure what it sounds like, take a listen. You can also download the Audubon Bird app to your smartphone and get a slew of bird songs and calls and other info to help you identify the Wilson's Warbler, as well as other local birds, next time you are out in nature. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.